Good morning. We are here at the top of the Hay Adams Hotel, across the street from the White House. Oh my gosh, the view up here is amazing. And speaking of amazing, we have Andrea Rusnak in the kind of the makeshift studio lounge here at the Underground Collision. How are you?
I'm awesome. How are you?
Good to see you.
I'm doing good. Us early San Diegans. This is early this morning.
This is really early, and plus the time change.
Bright and early for you, just for you with the time change.
Yeah, exactly. So welcome. Yes. We are here bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. Anyway, so we're talking about the Underground Collision right here, if you guys can see. And it's going to be a heck of an event today. So what is your role in all this, Andrea? What are you doing here today?
So a couple of reasons. I love coming because we talk about topics that sometimes can be taboo. Mm-hmm. So I like that leaders are willing to engage, ask questions, mm-hmm. challenge each other. What's going on in the industry? What are we doing mm-hmm. about it? Mm-hmm. And I also like that you can network with your peers. I mean, it's a smaller group, but even 100 people is still not necessarily small.
Yeah, it's grown, yeah.
So congratulations to Sue Mitchell and her team, because this thing has just kind of grown like fire. Mm-hmm. I've always enjoyed the topics. They're always relevant, topical, and the speakers are always phenomenal. So I'm happy to be here, and Lynn Heckler was supposed to speak today. She's not, so I'm filling in for her. Okay. So we're going to kind of talk about QSOs and advocacy and what that means on both the national level as well as global, which is kind of ties in a lot of the work that we do with Global Women's as well, and making an impact.
So. Which is going to happen on Wednesday, right?
Yes.
Wednesday morning, the big breakfast.
Yes. I'm excited for that. It'll be a really good time.
Indeed. So you're talking taboo topics. What is taboo? What topics are taboo?
So I was looking at something the other day on LinkedIn, and I was looking at CUNA's website and just reading some of the content, and they were talking about cannabis, right?
Yeah.
That's kind of a big hot topic, controversial. And some credit unions up in the Pacific Northwest were talking about, we're doing it. Why isn't everybody else participating? You got to take those business members' money. So those are some of the things that they'll talk about today is just what's going on even legislatively, what's coming in the industry, and how are we being prepared for it. So I like that because it kind of pushes the envelope a little bit. It pushes the discussion.
What are you talking about today? Is there anything, what specific topic are you addressing?
Myself and Linda White, we're talking about just what's going on within the advocacy front and how we can be doing more for our members. So whether it's not just member experience, but it's really making sure that members know that we're here for them and what makes us different than banks. Mm-hmm. So we're really worried about how do we impact local communities and how do we give back, and that credit unions use that money that they're not being taxed to directly give back, whether it's in forms of, you know, discounts on loans, discounts on services, and really helping drive the community efforts. And so that's what we're going to talk about today.
Cool. So I'm excited. And so what do you, I mean, kind of looking at the overall picture here, what are your goals here? What do you want to achieve here today?
My goals here today are to probably just meet people that I maybe haven't had an opportunity to meet, or that when we're all busy in the convention hall, kind of running from each other's sessions, that I get a chance to network with those people that I don't always get a chance to talk to.
Right on.
I just want to continue to build on those relationships and just network with other people.
Yeah, there's kind of a who's who guest list here. It's a pretty powerful group. So
I'm excited to be a part of it. And then you look outside and go, okay, I'm across from the White House. Does it get any cooler than this? And I'm on Mike's show.
So oh my gosh,
Mike
yeah.
Right there.
Bonus.
I just think it's really awesome to be here, and I'm grateful to be here.
Indeed. All right. Well, on that note, anything else to add to wrap
up? Just excited for things to get kicked off this week. I know there's some amazing speakers, and I'm really wondering who the guest speaker is going to be when we're starting early on Tuesday.
Oh, yeah.
So there's a lot of talk about who is that, and so it'll be interesting. There's heard some people think it's Michelle Obama.
Oh, wow.
So you never know, right? And it's all about the Underground. We're kind of throwing it out there and see what sticks. So I'm excited.
It's going to be a good show for sure. All right, Andrea, thank you so much.
Great to
well
see you.
Done. Good to see you. Keep up the good work there at PSU.
Thank
all right?
you so much.
Right on.
It.
There she is, Andrea Rusnak. Woohoo!